News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran's Supreme Leader made his first public statement since a ceasefire was declared in the Israel-Iran war. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned against any further U.S. attacks. He spoke in a video broadcast on Iranian state television. He told viewers the U.S. had only intervened in the war because it felt that if it did not intervene, the Zionist regime would be utterly destroyed. AP correspondent John Gambrell reports on some of the challenges faced by Iran's theocratic government.
Now at home, the challenge really is the economy. There's mass unemployment, the country's real currency has fallen drastically in recent years, and as people return to work, they're going to start facing the same challenges they did before the war started, which includes power cuts. They're affecting businesses there, stopping bakeries, and really disrupting life.
Vietnam has lifted the death penalty for 8 crimes. The legal reforms may spare the life of a real estate tycoon imprisoned in the country's largest financial fraud case. And AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the CDC's new vaccine panel's first meeting alarmed pediatricians.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s new vaccine advisors held their first meeting, with Chairman Martin Kulldorff declaring,
"Vaccines are not all good or bad."
Saying we must keep up to date with the latest knowledge, he promised evidence-based recommendations. But Kulldorff alarmed pediatricians by announcing inquiries into some long-settled questions about children's shots, including setting up a working group to evaluate the cumulative effect of the childhood vaccine schedule. Also to be evaluated, shots that guard against hepatitis B and another that combines chickenpox protection with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Calling the process no longer credible, the American Academy of Pediatrics announced it will continue publishing its own childhood vaccine schedule. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer reports on the latest ruling on the shutting down of Job Corps.
A federal judge has granted a preliminary injunction to stop the U.S. Department of Labor from shutting down a program for low-income youth called Job Corps, at least until a lawsuit against the move is resolved. Job Corps aims to help teenagers and young adults who struggle to finish traditional high school and to find jobs. The program provides tuition-free housing at residential centers, training, meals, and health care. The judge wrote that once Congress has passed legislation stating that a program like Job Corps must exist and sets aside funding for that program, that the Department of Labor is not free to do as it pleases. The lawsuit, brought by the National Job Corps Association, is supported by the attorneys general of 20 states. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Visit us at apnews.com for more news. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.